In this bulletin, the siege is continuing in Queensland as police negotiate with a murder suspect. The man suspected of killing five people at a US newspaper office is denied bail. And Steve Smith opens up about his struggles after the ball tampering scandal in South Africa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Police in Queensland are still trying to bring an end to a siege on the Sunshine Coast as they negotiate with a murder suspect. 34-year-old Zaklo Zagorski is holed up inside a unit at a block of flats in Alexandra Headland. Police want to question him after the discovery of a woman's body inside a barrel in the back of an abandoned ute. The suspect in the mass shooting at a newspaper in the US state of Maryland has been denied bail after appearing in court charged with five counts of first-degree murder. Police say 38-year-old Jared Ramos barricaded the exit at the Capital Gazette newspaper so people couldn't escape. Ramos unsuccessfully sued the newspaper for defamation over an article in 2011 that covered his guilty plea to harassing a woman over social media. President Donald Trump says the shooting has filled the nation with grief.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Islamist militants armed with rockets and explosives have raided the headquarters of an African military task force in central Mali, leaving at least six people dead. Officials say assailants driving a vehicle rigged with bombs attacked the compound, and some exchanged gunfire with Malian troops and fought to get in. A spokesman for the G5 force, which is made up of soldiers from Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad and Mauritania, said two soldiers and four assailants died in the attack. A Malaysia Airlines flight attendant is facing charges accused of smuggling $1.4 million worth of heroin into Melbourne Airport. The Herald Sun says the 33-year-old man was detained at the airport last month after he was allegedly found stuffing 3.5 kilograms of heroin into his jacket after arriving from Kuala Lumpur. The man is expected to face court on August 6. Pharmacy staff will be among the worst affected workers, losing more than $3,000 a year when penalty rate cuts hit tomorrow. Sunday and public holiday penalty rates for workers in the fast food, retail, hospitality and pharmacy sectors will drop 10 to 15%. The Fair Work Commission cut Sunday penalty rates for hospitality, retail, pharmacy and fast food employees from July 1 last year. The decision was backed by the federal court after a union challenge, but a Senate inquiry report last October called for it to be overturned. The Turnbull government rejected the proposal, accepting the independent umpire's call. Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says the government has rejected eight opportunities in Parliament to protect penalty rates. The BBC has apologised to a journalist who quit in January after discovering her male colleagues in equivalent roles were being paid far more than she was getting. Kerry Gracie resigned as China editor after discovering she was the victim of the BBC's gender pay gap. The Director General of the BBC has now apologised and awarded Gracie several years of back pay. Gracie says she accepts the resolution and will be donating all the money to the Fawcett Society, which is a charity that campaigns for gender equality and women's rights. Bishop Peter Comensoli is the new Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne. Bishop Comensoli is currently the Bishop of the Broken Bay Archdiocese of New South Wales. He takes over from Archbishop Dennis Hart in August. Bishop Comensoli has vowed to right the grievous wrongs of the past and rebuild trust following the child abuse scandals which have rocked the church. In cricket, Steve Smith has opened up about his struggles 3 months into his year-long ban from international and Australian domestic cricket for his part in the ball tampering scandal in South Africa. Fronting the media for the first time since March, Smith said it had been difficult not being part of the Australian team.
I've been up and down with my emotions. If I'm being honest, it's, you know, I've had times, particularly you know, watching the boys play in England and not play as well as they could have, and England play extremely well, it was, you know, hurting me that I couldn't go out and help them.
Well, now today's weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, a possible shower in 15. Melbourne, showers easing in 13. Hobart, a light shower or two, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy in 11. Wollongong, a sunny day, 18 degrees. Sydney, sunny in 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, early fog, then partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.